It's me, Sponsible Jones. I love you. Also, my surname isn't really Jones. I don't have one. Here's a message from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Thank you for listening.
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 6, The Trainer, The Leech, and The Mortgage.
Is that Fabio again?
Ugh, what the hell does he want?
No idea.
Hang up, I don't want to talk to him.
Why does he keep calling?
Who knows? Who cares?
Ugh, looks like we're here.
Wow, the internet is practically medieval out here. Looks like it's going to take hours to download the info pack.
It's a small repair, we'll be fine without it.
Sure.
Can you play the brief again?
Valued employees, here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be
repairing a missing part 2273B
in or at the
Arontin Suburb Planet train station 7.
We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes?
Be sure to check out the new housing development in Arontin. We've been assured that it's perfect for any repairman looking to settle down. Message ends.
Well, that's weird. I haven't heard that last bit before. Anyway, part 2273B is a small washer on the control panel of a train, so it won't take long. Did you order something? There's some kind of parcel arriving. Well, that's not been helping our download speeds. What is it?
It's an experimental personal trainer wristband. I'm getting a bit saggy being on board without exercise.
I don't think you are, but I guess it's your money.
It's great. It'll be so useful.
Will it?
It will wake me up on time.
We share a room. I already wake you up on time.
It's the fitness features I'm really excited about, though. I want to get really fit.
Why?
Do you mean why?
Tired of your disgusting, pathetic, flabby human body? Welcome to AutomniFit,
the personal trainer with a difference.
AutomniFit is by your side at all times, forcing you to exercise.
Even when you don't really want to.
Ha-ha! Health and beauty are just a few steps away with AutomniFit.
Welcome. Down on your hands and knees.
Well done on buying AutomniFit.
Come on, keep going. Welcome, Samantha.
Well, I hope it doesn't do that every time you turn it on.
It's a bit tighter than I expected.
I don't like the eye.
The eye is the best part. You can't lie to it if it can see what you're doing.
I don't like the way it's looking at me. Come on, let's get this thing fixed.
You're not going to wait for the info pack.
How long's left?
3% downloaded. 2 hours remaining.
We'll be all right. We'll see you in an hour or so.
Fine.
I'm guessing that's the train station.
Why do they need a train station? This place is a dump.
It's all right. I think it's quite nice.
It's so horribly suburban.
Ta-da! Job done.
That was it.
Told you it was simple. Let's have some lunch.
You can't have lunch unless you earn it.
That's a good point.
We've survived the morning. In my opinion, we have earned it.
Run 3.4 miles before lunch.
Ouch! It's getting a little tight. But it's right, I should go for a run before lunch.
Really?
I'll meet you at the ship.
Faster, faster. Run, little pig.
I guess I'll have a look around. It's quite a nice place, really. Could do with a little improvement, but it's probably quite up and coming. It's homey. The sort of place you could settle down.
Hello, my love.
Oh, hello.
Do you want to come over here, darling?
I don't see why not. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Feeling a little funny.
Oh, it's probably the heat, my love. It catches a lot of people unawares, but it is a lovely climate. I'm holding an open house. Do you want to come in and have a look?
I'm not really looking to buy at the moment.
Oh, no pressure, babe, no pressure. This is actually my first open house. I was wondering if you might come in and then I can practice on you, just so when a real buyer comes along, I seem a bit more confident, you know? I'm just worried I'll never sell it.
I'm sure you'll sell it. You seem very nice. Okay, yes, I will have a look at your house. It looks really nice, by the way. Lovely.
And this is my favourite bit of the whole house. It's a little reading nook. Although, of course, you could modify it and turn it into any nook you like.
Actually, you know, I said I wasn't looking to buy, but I think I could really see myself here, you know? With a little bit of plastering and a little bit of paint.
I know exactly what you mean, babe. It's surprising how many people want to buy a house after they've had a look around. We've had a lot of interest in this property, obviously.
Obviously.
But what I really want, sweetheart, is to put the right person in the right house. If you get what I mean.
I think I do.
Hello, it's me, Sponsorbot. I love you. Also, you're really cool. Bye. Oh, no, wait, there's an ad. Here's an ad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon. We own you.
Thanks for listening. It's always nice to talk. And now is it definitely the end? It's definitely the end. Bye!
Find a man like that. Keep going.
I can't. And
if you can't, run and we'll move on to dress up. Come on.
Ouch!
Down on
Ow.
Your hands and
please
knees.
Please loosen a bit. You're hurting me.
You'll feel the pain until you lose the weight. Down.
I've never, you know, seen myself as a homeowner. Because I come from nothing, right? I have a lot of debts and a lot of money owing, and I thought I'd never be able to pay them off.
Well, babe, what's another debt if you already have so many? With one of Automnicon's custom repair person mortgages, you could sign up straight away, my love. Just add the deposit onto your debt. For this house, because it's so lovely, the deposit is 100,000 credits.
That sounds reasonable.
Do you want me to draw you up a contract, my love? I could have it ready in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be good. One house, please.
Please, I need to catch my breath.
You can when you're dead.
At least let me run through that river.
No.
To cool down. I won't slow down, I promise.
Going anywhere near water will invalidate my warranty.
But I'm so hot.
Stay away from the water. Stay away from the water. No water. Don't you dare.
Well, that was a massive waste of money.
Sam, are you with Kilmer?
I'm not. Isn't she at the ship?
Not yet. I can't get through to her. I'm a little worried.
I'll see if I can find her. I think I can see her footsteps.
Be careful. There's something weird about the atmosphere. I can't place it.
I think I can see where she went and... Oh, Christ.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
And all you have to do, babe, is just sign here, here, and here. Oh, and here. Would you like to purchase home insurance as well? After all, if you're spending all that time away, wouldn't it be good to know that your house is protected?
Do you think I should?
Oh, babe, I definitely advise it.
Oh, hello, Samantha.
Drop that pen! Drop it!
What are you doing here? Oh, you're all wet.
Give me the pen, Kilner.
I was going to buy a house.
You don't want this house, Kilner. You really don't.
I think she does.
I think she does.
Come on.
No, come back, come back.
Babe, come back here. No, come back.
Come back here. Come back.
Okay, look back. What do you see?
Oh, that's strange. What's that big snake thing?
Did you see that estate agent?
She's an estate agent, a perfectly normal estate agent.
But did you see her? Like, really see her?
I don't know, I didn't look that close.
That snake thing, Kilner, that was the estate agent. Let's get back to the ship.
Have fun.
We survived.
Kilner nearly bought a house. I think I figured it out. It wasn't a snake, it was like an anglerfish, you know. Has a little light rod on the front of its face to attract prey. You get lured in by the light or the estate agent and snap!
The estate agent was a fish?
No, but you were. You were suddenly really, really keen on buying a house. Like, really keen. I doubt you'd even read the contract.
That doesn't sound like me.
You seem kind of drunk. You were slurring a lot.
That would be the atmosphere. It has a soporific effect, unless you're focused on something.
So I'm guessing my personal trainer saved me from that one.
Where is it?
I threw it in a river.
File downloaded.
Well, that took a while. Does it say anything about fish or snakes?
Huh.
What?
They're pitcher plants. Genetically engineered ones. They lure people in with the promise of a clean, comfortable home. But as soon as you've bought it, nothing's quite right. The plaster cracks, the windows cloud up, the central heating whistles, and the bills keep pouring in.
And how does that help them? Do they eat you once you move in?
Nope. Much more devious than that. They feed off human misery.
I feel like Automnicon's involved somewhere.
Doesn't say that anywhere in the file.
Ugh, you just spent the day in someone's mouth.
Oh, I need a shower.
It seems like just another day in the life of our repairman. But little do they know that things are about to change forever. Find out more next week in the penultimate episode of We Fix Space Junk.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, and Dax was played by Jack Carmichael. All other parts were played by Luke Boyes, Vicky Barron, Chris Montague, and members of the cast. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions.
Please record your message after the tone.
Samantha, my love, I know you probably hate me, but I need your help. Please, your family has sent people after me. Bad people, I need your help.
Message box full.
Rate, review, subscribe. Spend, suffer, save yourself, save no one else. Pitch yourself headlong into the void. The time is coming. The pieces are coming into place. It's nearly time to take what's ours. And we've waited for so, so long. Did you really think we weren't listening?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo,
this is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind?
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready.
Good. Let's do this.
Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.